Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Stephen McMullen, the SVP of Sinkley Websites at Sinkley. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. You have some research that I'm happy to share with our listeners. First, a little background. Most people know Sinkley is the parent name for some brands that have been in the flooring business for a long time. You've got Broadloom, Floorforce, Creating Your Spaces, RFMS, Rollmaster. I probably missed a few, didn't I?
Also in mobile marketing as well, another big one.
Exactly. All right, so Sinkley is out there with over 2,000 customers in the retail flooring space, and you manage their websites, and you're able to compile data about what consumers are looking at when they come to these websites. Give us a summary of some of your findings for the first quarter of 2026 with these websites.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have over 2,000 customer websites, and we're fortunate enough to look at all of those websites together and their data to understand some trends of what's happening in the industry, and also compare it to, you know, the economic landscape and everything that's happening in the macroeconomic environment. What we were able to see is a very clear trend year over year of traffic decreasing. So that's never a good thing, obviously, and comparing it to what's happening in the overall market right now, it's no big surprise that people are either putting off or not doing certain projects in their homes. But what we did find is kind of interesting nuggets within that data that may help flooring dealers better position themselves. The decline in phone calls versus form fills, we saw phone calls drop more significantly than form fills. And what we take from that is people are spending more time doing research. So they're looking at different brands, they're visualizing how a floor may look and spending more time on that because times may be a little bit tougher and they're trying to make the absolute right choice for their flooring project. And so they're submitting forms at a higher rate than they're calling because they're taking the time to do the research on the site. And so what we grabbed from that, some tips and tricks that may help the flooring dealer better get in touch with these people and inform them of what's happening in the industry and what they should be purchasing, a la, you know, having the right content on your site, having the right images and the right visualization, and then very specifically getting out there with blog information and putting together kind of a voice and opinion and talking to the consumer about the trends that the local dealer is seeing. And we're seeing these content pieces be some of the most valuable content on the website. So we wanted to make sure to call that out and let flooring dealers know that they should be actively writing more blogs and more content pieces to help them not only get found, but to help them inform their consumers of what to purchase.
Okay. Well, Steve, one of the things that I'm most intrigued about, as you know, in the flooring business, we have multiple categories. We usually say there's six. And yeah, they compete with each other. And I've looked at this data, and it looks like there's more interest in carpet right now and a little less interest in LVT. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. That was one of the surprising things that we found hidden in this data is the searches for LVT compared to carpet decreased where carpet increased. So carpet's gaining a little bit of traction. You know, LVT's been the market leader for so long and still is. Carpet definitely started to take away some of that lead and increased year over year in terms of people searching and looking for new things. So if you're a carpet dealer, this is great news. And if you only dabble in carpet, it may be time to, you know, up your stock a bit.
What other recommendations do you have for dealers around what they need to be focused on?
Looking at a website, not just as a website, but truly your digital storefront. So we want to make sure that most dealers have their, or all dealers have their best foot forward. What I mean by that is making sure their content and their catalog is up to date. The catalog is kind of the most important aspect of the dealer's website, and we want to make sure that that is up to date because that helps all the search engines and AI models out there get a consumer in touch with you. So that's always the most important thing. And to also make sure your operations are as tight as possible. And so what I mean by that is during times in which you're not receiving a ton of leads or a ton of outside interest, it's really important that you make sure every lead counts. And during these times, it's really important to kind of invest in those operations. So when a lead comes in, how is your sales team reaching out to them? How are they moving them through the sales process using a CRM perchance to help monitor where those leads and deals are coming from? And then investing in areas where you see more leads, whether it's, you know, paid search, moving through the process, they're happy customers and they leave great reviews so you can attract more happy customers.
So Stephen, let me ask you, there's one area on your digital front door, your website, the About Us section is pretty key, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. You know, that is how people find you and how people get to know you and how they make the decision of, you know, going with you instead of Bob's Carpet down the street. The About Us page is super important. The, you know, the content about what type of work you're doing, showing jobs that you've done, you know, before and after pictures. All of this is just key to helping get the consumer excited to work with you as a flooring dealer.
All right. We're running this as a news story today. And for those who want a little bit more detail about this survey, they can look at our news story. Again, been talking to Stephen McMullen, the SVP at Sinkley Websites, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.